Tercera tarea. Escuchará la grabación dos veces. Dispone de un minuto y medio para leer el cuestionario.
Libraries are not usually considered tourist attractions, but perhaps Trinity College Dublin is the exception that proves the rule. Large numbers of visitors come here every year in order to admire the Book of Kells, a splendid medieval manuscript that features illustrated versions of the four Gospels. Anne Marie Diffley, who is the library's visitor services manager, explains the book's background.
Christianity came to Ireland in 432. With the arrival of St. Patrick. And one of the sort of products of Christianity coming to Ireland was the art of writing, beautifully exemplified by books like the Book of Kells, the Book of Durrow. The Celtic Church was Ireland, Scotland and Northern Britain. And in this area, the monasteries have the power. If you have the power, you have the money. So they were able to buy the vellum that they wrote the Gospels on. They were able to buy the inks and pigments. And there was a great creativity coming out of the monasteries at this time. And you can see them in these beautiful manuscripts. The scribes who created the Book of Kells was, we believe, written on the island of Iona, which is a small island between Ireland and Scotland. We know very little about the scribes who actually created the Book of Kells. However, a French expert, Françoise Henri, she believed four young scribes did the work of the script, and at least three young artists did the illuminated pages. So we believe seven or eight young monks between the ages of 14 and 16 created the Book of Kells.
And we asked Anne-Marie Diffley whether she had a favourite page in the Book of Kells.
My favourite page comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, and it's the Chiro or Chiro page. It's really the Greek initials for Jesus Christ, basically JC in Greek. And it's probably one of the most iconic pages in the Book of Kells because it shows the Celtic art, but also the artist's own talent. It looks like a golden page, but it's not, because the yellow colour is either ochre or perhaps arsenic and sulphur. But it's this beautifully exuberant, very beautiful page in the Book of Kells. But there are also lovely little images in this page. Down at the end, you'll see a little otter, little animal, little water animal, the otter, with the fish, which was an early symbol of Christianity. You see cats and mice playing with the host. There's lovely other details of angels and butterflies. So a lot of natural detail in this page. You also get the sense of the talent that these monks had, or the spark of genius that one, maybe two of these monks had. We don't know the names of these young monks, but one or two of them definitely had the spark of genius.
Dispone de 45 segundos antes de volver a escuchar la grabación.
Libraries are not usually considered tourist attractions, but perhaps Trinity College Dublin is the exception that proves the rule. Large numbers of visitors come here every year in order to admire the Book of Kells, a splendid medieval manuscript that features illustrated versions of the four Gospels. Anne-Marie Diffley, who is the library's visitor services manager, explains the book's background.
Christianity came to Ireland in 432 with the arrival of St. Patrick. And one of the sort of products of Christianity coming to Ireland was the art of writing, beautifully exemplified by books like the Book of Kells, the Book of Durrow. The Celtic Church was Ireland, Scotland and Northern Britain. And in this area, the monasteries had the power. If you have the power, you have the money. So they were able to buy the vellum that they wrote the Gospels on. They were able to buy the inks and pigments. And there was a great creativity coming out of the monasteries at this time. And you can see them in these beautiful manuscripts. The scribes who created the Book of Kells, the Book of Kells was, we believe, written on the island of Iona, which is a small island between Ireland and Scotland. We know very little about the scribes who actually created the Book of Kells. However, a French expert, Françoise Henri, she believed four young scribes did the work of the script, and at least three young artists did the illuminated pages. So we believe seven or eight young monks between the ages of 14 and 16 created the Book of Kells.
And we asked Anne-Marie Diffley whether she had a favourite page in the Book of Kells.
My favourite page comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, and it's the Chiro or Chiro page. It's really the Greek initials for Jesus Christ, basically JC in Greek. And it's probably one of the most iconic pages in the Book of Kells because it shows the Celtic art, but also the artist's own talent. It looks like a golden page, but it's not, because the yellow colour is either ochre or perhaps arsenic and sulphur. But it's this beautifully exuberant, very beautiful page in the Book of Kells. But there are also lovely little images in this page. Down at the end you'll see a little otter, little water animal, the otter, with the fish, which was an early symbol of Christianity. You see cats and mice playing with the host. There's lovely other details of angels and butterflies. So a lot of natural detail in this page. You also get the sense of the talent that these monks had, or the spark of genius that one, maybe two of these monks had. We don't know the names of these young monks, but one or two of them definitely had the spark of genius.
Dispone de 45 segundos para completar la tarea. Fin de la tercera tarea. Ha terminado la grabación.